Welcome to the Freemasons Podcast, coming to you live from Morningstar Lodge number 47. Leave your aprons at the door, my brother. Except for Joe.
Except for Joe. No Joe. Joe's busy.
No Joe. Denied.
Can't remember where Jesus Christ. There's always one. It's me.
Bush League rookie mistake. Come on.
Yeah, we're better
than that.
I can't remember where I left off on
content creation professionals here.
Can't remember where I left off on the Lost Buck of Enki, but we'll see if we get to it. Where we get to. First! Hello and welcome to the Freemasons Podcast with your hosts, Right Worshipful Brother George Mudry.
And Worshipful Brother Ken.
We're up here and today we're going to be reacting to Apathy's songs that are Masonic. Apathy is a brother who is in New London Lodge, I believe.
Connecticut Mason.
And he's a rapper. Very good rapper too. And it's nice to, and again, I'm not shitting on mainstream rappers and everything, but it's nice to have a rap song that's not about, you know, boats and hoes, if you will.
Yeah, gang banging and whatnot.
Or political stuff, you know. And I love my political stuff, so don't get me wrong here.
But you love your Masonic stuff, too.
I love my Masonic stuff, so I like hearing stuff. I like my Tom McDonalds, I like my Bryson Grays, I like Topher, I like all these guys, right?
Indeed.
But this is a little bit different, and this is based solely in Masonic stuff, and we're going to be listening to it, and we're going to be unpacking it. There's a lot to unpack in his songs.
Hell yeah, there is.
But first, Mr. Ken.
Yes, sir.
Do your due diligence.
Okay. Should we start with the new review?
You want to start with reviews first, or you want to...
Okay, I'll do Instagram likes first. We can do that. Where did we leave off here? Not a whole lot of new ones. We've got Alfred Klinger and Brent Kaysen. So thank you, friends and brothers, for following us. And now we've also got a 5-star Apple review.
Mm-hmm.
A new 5-star Apple review from the U.S., and this is from Blind Brother. His review is titled Down to Earth, and he writes, "Only been listening to the show for a little while, but I absolutely love it. I appreciate that the content of the show is both humorous, educational, informational, and illustrates how brothers should be. Keep up the great work."
Thank you. That's
so
awesome.
Thank you, Blind Brother. We really do appreciate that.
We have new subscribers on YouTube. We have, let's go through here, seeing where I left off. Junior Coom, J.R. Coom, I think I said last. So we'll go with Marcel Hawkins.
I know that last name.
Yeah, Mark Hawkins. Different guy.
Kenneth Hawkins, past Grandmaster.
But we have Marcel Hawkins. We have, where the hell was the other one? I lost it. I guess it's the only one. I thought we had another one. Oh, there was a troll that was playing back and forth, but he went dead silent after I basically lit him up.
So we've got one legitimate subscriber.
We got one legitimate subscriber this week. Nice. So, Mr. Kenny.
Yes.
Lead it.
All right. My brother, right hand, two arms.
Two arms.
Ready.
Ready.
Aim.
Aim.
Fire good fire, fire all. Together, brother. Vivat, vivat, vivat. Damn, we're good.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Just pat myself on the back.
So let's pull up the video. Let's do this.
Right. We're going to do this here. Hopefully I managed to skip over the ad. We'll soon find out.
We shouldn't have ads, though.
I got a premium account. Oh, there it is. Let us know if you guys can hear it.
The grand leveler.
about that happy birthday.
Like a pose with the pistol grip, pumps getting pistol whipped. Positive and negative, I'm on a dark crystal. Crystallized bodies like exposure to liquid ice. Lived inside a ghetto in hell, but got evicted twice. The man in the myth, I'm Hiram Abiff. I resurrect Jesus myself and buy him a spliff. I build pyramids, parallel portals to other worlds. Married to Mary Magdalene, but still touch other girls. The widow's son, the wickedest one, so get your North Face. Sucker, the winter's begun. I summon wings. Something. Walls of water taller than towers. Gather your pallbearers. I'm burying all you cowards. The merciless Ming, Connecticut's king. Archangel who was born on this earth with no wings. And Gabriel's horn sings. And the father returns. I cook a marshmallow on a stick while your soul burns the grand leveler.
Awesome. All right, so let's unpack this first.
That was a whole lot of lyrics.
That was a whole lot of lyrics. We're going to unpack it nice slow. Just let me let us know if you hear if you could hear the video and you're hearing it loud enough where you're hearing us. We're going to unpack this nice and slow here. So he starts off, I strike a pose with the pistol grip. Bad word, getting pistol whipped.
Yeah, it's self-censored somehow. So, I don't know how that happened, but
The video's censored because it's on YouTube. Because you can't monetize anything if it's.
Oh, so he did that. He did that.
Yeah. Quick. Okay. So that's again not Masonic, but I mean it's part of the gangster rap type or that hardcore rap type feeling to it. Yeah. So, but now let's get into the bigger parts of it. Positive and negative. Negative. I'm on that dark crystal shit, is what he says.
Mm-hmm.
So, Masons really don't mess with crystals, but let's break this down, though, okay? We do, in Masonry, talk about, you know, positive and negative. You have your mosaic floors, you have your yin, your yang, your good, your bad, the duality of man.
Yep.
And interesting thing that he would add crystals in, because people believe in crystals, right? They get the quartz, and they stick it in the window, and it recharges and all that stuff,
hippies
right?
Hippies do, yes. Well, I mean, it's true. I'm not insulting anyone.
Yeah,
we're not. You're a hippie. You're like, you say you're
but,
a hippie.
So let's talk about just the crystal part of it.
Yep.
It is believed that crystals have a positive and negative charge to them.
Yeah. Well, yes. In that
for instance,
mythos, yes.
Quartz is used in electronics.
Well, yes, but not because it has some kind of innate charge to it, but because it interacts well with electricity to do interesting things like make timer ICs. I mean, it's in everything.
Well, I mean, you could even go farther than that, and you could talk about the crystal skulls.
Yeah.
And we talk about the crystal skulls, and they talk that these things actually hold memory.
Yes.
That's what the crystal skulls are the hot...
That was one of the theories behind
it. One of the theories behind it, right?
Storage devices. Mm-hmm. Now, Masonry, like you said, we don't talk about the crystal skulls and stuff like that. No. That's
it's not us.
Occultist stuff that's like outside of the realm of Freemasonry. Dark Crystal is the name of a movie, too. So it could be a callback to,
that
Jim Henson movie. It was a Jim Henson movie. So,
really?
Yeah. But it was a dark Jim Henson movie. It wasn't like, you know,
Muppet Babies.
Yeah, no, okay, it was dark and scary and, you know, yeah.
So the next line is, crystallized bodies like exposure to liquid ice.
It might just be a cool thing to say.
Cool thing to say. Yeah. Lived inside a ghetto. In hell, but got evicted twice again. He's talking about, you know, basically...
You got to be badass.
You
got to
be badass,
gangster,
right?
Rapper,
so. Here we go. Here's where it gets Masonic. The man and the myth. I'm Hiram Abiff.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting thing about that is Masons call each other, when we address each other, we've talked about it on the podcast before, one of the ways that Masons will recognize each other is, hey, are you Hiram?
Yeah.
I've heard people say that.
How you doing, Hiram?
How you doing, Hiram?
Yep.
And let's be real, Hiram Abiff, the lore of Hiram Abiff in Masonry is a myth.
Yeah. It's very central to our story.
It's very central to our story, but it's not a verified story.
Correct.
The Bible only speaks of Hiram Abiff once, and it's only during the building of King Solomon's Temple. The story behind it about the ruffians and everything,
it's a construct of
construct. Masonry, yeah. So it is the man and the myth. I'm Hiram Abiff. I'll resurrect Jesus myself and buy him a spliff. So let's talk about this. And this is important. You don't dismiss this as just, you know, whatever.
It's a cool lyric.
It's a cool lyric, but I'll resurrect Jesus myself. There are many people that believe that the story of Hiram Abiff being resurrected or brought back to life or being raised from the dead is very dualistic.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Of Jesus Christ and his resurrection.
Yeah,
the resurrection
so it's analogous
story.
To it. Yeah, a little bit, but I mean, Hiram Abiff, in our story anyway, he's not resurrected. He's raised. But he's not
true.
He doesn't come back to life.
Same. Okay.
But it does. All right. it does kind of like call back to the whole.
It calls back story, to the coming back to life, yes. or the being born to a new life.
Yep.
Type thing. Okay. Yep.
Well, that's what masonry is. Like the right. actual third degree.
Is it hot up here? Freaking well, dying.
It's more the entered apprentice degree, but you're born again. You're born. Correct. You're a new man. Is basically the how it's described, and that's analogous to Jesus's resurrection. So,
just want to just switch over to the comments real quick here. David Johnstone, first time being here live, excited to witness the majesticness in real time.
That sounds like a George word.
Yeah,
majesticness.
Majesticness.
Hermes Trismegistus.
Majesticness. I'm sorry. I
thought you were
speak.
Having a stroke the first time you said Trismegistus. I'm like, what was that word salad that just came out of your face?
Tom Hickey, good evening, folks from Ireland. Nice to have you, Tom.
Hey.
So, next line. I build pyramids, parallel portals to other worlds.
Okay.
So.
Pyramids don't really factor into masonry.
Little bit.
I think it's more that the general public sees, the pyramid with the eye above it as being related to Freemasonry. And, yeah, Freemason may have
been
involved in putting it on the bill, but it's not. It's not in Masonic lore. We don't talk about pyramids.
Well, there are people that make the correlation that Freemasonry or stonemasons draws back to ancient Egypt.
Right. Yeah,
so
okay.
He's drawing off of that. Again,
right.
It's cool wordplay.
Yeah. There is that kind of golden thread, but Masonic scholars look into it, but there's no real verifiable proof, unfortunately. It would be cool.
There's not a lot of verifiable proof and a lot of stuff that people draw back. You draw back to the Knights Templar. There's no viable proof of that. There's coincidences.
Right.
But nothing. Married to Mary Magdalene, but still, he said touch other girls, but that's not the first lyric. Again, we're changing words.
Yes.
Married to Mary Magdalene, but still touch other girls. Now, this to me is a drawback to Dan Brown's lost symbol.
Okay.
Because there's masonry kind of touched on in
the
there.
Priory of Zion.
Priory of Zion, everything. Yeah. And he's talking about Mary Magdalene,
yep.
Which there are people who believe that Mary Magdalene, who was actually married to Jesus, and where do they draw that from? So there is a Gnostic Bible,
and it's in the Gnostic volume. Yeah.
It's in the Gospel of Saint Thomas.
Saint Thomas, yep.
Yeah, see, I know my Bible.
the Bible that's not in canon, apparently.
Well, again, men were the one who decided which Bible verses go in there. So let's be clear, that was a Roman emperor who decided
this is
that.
True. This is true.
Nicaea, which is where you get Nicene Creed.
Yeah.
Just saying.
No.
See? I'm edumacated.
I know. You know things.
I drink and I know things.
Yep. Certainly.
Go on. Take your shots about me being the imp and freaking. I'm talking about the thread.
Oh, okay. That's Joe's job.
I think that's where he's drawing that from. Again, he's pulling in different things that have been attached vicariously or loosely.
Yeah.
with Freemasonry, talking about Mary Magdalene.
Yeah, or just stuff from pop culture.
And again, the Dan Brown, people believe that, and it's a theory that was brought up by Dan Brown, and even before in the Gospel of St. Thomas, where it talks about Mary Magdalene was actually one of the apostles, and she was a companion of Jesus.
Right.
So,
which was a no-no back in the before time when, men had to dominate everything, and
well,
it's just not okay.
Interesting thing about the Jewish, when they called, when a female was, they didn't say, it's my wife. You were your husband's companion. You were a companion.
Okay.
Which is interesting because they said that Mary Magdalene was a companion of Jesus.
Which doesn't necessarily mean.
Right. Again, we're.
Consort,
Doesn't mean. Yeah. But when he says companion, it means that they were together.
Yeah.
In a sense. So the lore goes in Dan Brown's Lost Symbol. Not Lost Symbol. Da Vinci Code.
Yes.
That Mary Magdalene was actually carrying the child of Jesus, which gave you
the bloodline.
The bloodline, which were known as the Merovingians, but
yep.
I could be wrong.
Nope, I think you're correct there.
All right. The widow's son, the wickedest one. So get your north face. We heard the blank. The winter's begun. Again, interesting words, but nothing really of Masonic lore in that.
I just love wearing North Face because we go on so many adventures.
He says, I summon winds, walls of water taller than towers. Gather your pallbearers. I'm burying all you cowards. Okay, I'm looking. The merciless Ming, Connecticut's king. That's what he calls himself is the what happened.
No, I'm just doing something else. Don't worry
about it. Oh, okay. Yeah. Connecticut's king. That's what he calls himself. Yep. That's his rap thing, Connecticut's king. Archangel who was born on this earth with no wings. Now, that is pretty cool because archangels, obviously, they're the defender of good, right?
Yes.
Okay. So he's basically saying he's an archangel who was born on this earth with no wings. So he's a defender of good. When Gabriel's horn signs... and the father returns, I'll cook a marshmallow on a stick while your soul burns, the Grand Leveler.
So he's...
He's basically letting the wicked...
Painting himself as a... Yeah.
He's letting the wicked burn, is what he's saying. Yeah. When the father calls and Gabriel's horn goes off, he's going to watch all the wicked people burn.
Right.
Interesting.
So he's saying he's a good man. Yeah.
Interesting, if you listen to this, he says the Grand Leveler. Let's talk about the Grand Leveler. What does that mean? That's got a tie on masonry... obviously, in multiple ways.
Yes.
So when we talk as Masons, we are talking about we're all on the level, right? We're all on the level, which means you're an IT guy, I'm a truck driver, we ain't no better than each other in the lodge.
We're all the same.
We're all the same. We're all on the grand level, okay? But when he's saying the Grand Leveler, he's actually talking about God, because God, when you get grand leveled, you're dead. God has cut you down, in the words of Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, God's going to cut you down. Yeah. So he's saying the Grand Leveler. It's interesting that he repeats it in the chorus three times. Keep that in mind.
I didn't even notice that.
Hit it, Kenny.
You got it.
The Grand Leveler. The Grand Leveler.
I like how he calls out the stewards. Nobody ever, you know, stewards don't get as much respect.
The Grand Leveler.
Yes, we are.
Three is the magic number, the stars on the belt of the hunter, the pyramids of Giza that were built directly under, the knocks on the door that signifies my brother, we spread light in winter then go dark for the summer, I'm absent, mindless, sipping on green absinthe, unlock my brain to travel through Bear's Labyrinth, lab full of beakers and bubbling buns and burners, dungeon full of murderers, chained to the steel girders, God's peer through telescopes, heavenly observers, aliens visit Earth and brought us stoneworkers, stargates and black holes, angels and black crows, all do the same job, they transport souls. Anunnaki came to the planet to take gold. These have been the ways since the days of old. Three wise men, three kings, etc. The Dark Star Emperor, Orion Nebula, the Grand Leveler.
All right, pause it.
Wow. No, I love astronomy, and he's like,
this
obviously
whole
all about
verse
it.
Is Masonic. Across the board.
Yes.
There's nothing in there that's kind of just thrown in there, just to thrown in there, just to for effect. Everything he says in this verse is powerful. And this one's going to be the tough one to unpack, because he starts off, three is the magic number. Mm-hmm. We know about that.
Yes.
Three is the magic, that's Mason's number, number three.
Right? Three, five, and seven,
The three is the magic number, the stars on the belt of the hunter. You
that's
know what
Orion.
That means? He's talking about Orion's
and
belt.
And there are three stars that make up the belt in that constellation.
The pyramids of Giza that were built directly under.
Yeah, okay. So they actually align perfectly with how the stars of Orion align. If you look at the angles and the relative distance, the same is true of the pyramids, which is
I think cool. What he's doing here is he's making a play on must be aliens, and I'll tell you why.
Yeah,
because later he talks about it, and what he's basically saying is three is the magic number, the stars in the belt of the hunter. So he's saying the number three in regards to Orion's belt and in regards to the pyramids directly correlate back to Freemasonry. Now, I'll get to the alien part in a minute, but he says the knocks on the door that signifies my brother. So he's doing a duality thing here. He's talking about the astrological three. He's talking about the pyramids three. He's talking about the three knocks at the door to join a Masonic lodge or to get into a Masonic lodge. So he's correlating all three of them as one. Then he says, we spread light in the winter, then go dark for the summer.
That's a reference to the fact that we meet, you know, when the weather is good and in warmer climate or in temperate climates. When the summer comes around, we don't have air conditioning. We go dim. Right.
So this is quite interesting, because this next line is, I'm absent-minded, sipping on green absinthe. Unlock my brain when travel, then travel through Pan's Labyrinth. I don't know what Pan's Labyrinth
is. Pan's Labyrinth is a pop culture reference. That's a movie, and I think it's just a movie. don't think it was like a book or a play or anything, but Pan's Labyrinth is a trippy, trippy movie.
Really?
So, you, okay. You know, if you drink some absinthe, I could see you.
So, we actually did an episode where we drank absinthe up here, and we realized... What? You weren't here?
No, I said we did. I totally forgot about that.
Yes, we did that thing, and we learned that it was obviously BS. There's no green fairy or green dragon. You know, you're not going to go...
That was back when we were experimenting on ourselves for comedy. We were so young.
I didn't jump across the table and eat Ken's face or anything like that. Nope. Like, none of that happened.
Nobody
like...
died. We were totally safe. We had paramedics on standby just in case.
So... but again, this is a play on words here now, because this is a belief that most people have that absinthe will make you hallucinate and wig out. Right?
Well, it's like an urban legend.
Urban legend.
Like stargates and pyramids.
Right.
And...
It doesn't happen, but again, he's making a play on the absinthe thing. Okay? Yeah. Unlock my brain. He's talking about absinthe is going to unlock his brain and travel through Pan's Labyrinth. It's a lab full of beakers and bubbling Bunsen burners, dungeon full of murderers chained to steel girders. This is where it gets interesting, because his next line is, gods peer through telescopes, heavenly observers. So he's talking about the gods are in heaven looking down on us.
Or us looking up at the work of God.
No, because the way he's saying is gods peer through telescopes.
Okay.
So we're not the gods. Right, gods are at telescopes peering down on us.
Okay.
That could be a reference to the all-seeing eye.
Yeah.
Okay. Aliens visit Earth and brought us stone workers. So...
Some Lost Book of Enki stuff.
That's
right,
some Lost Book of Enki stuff, because, you know, I'm going to continue on here. It says, stargates and black holes, angels and black crows, all do the same job. They transport souls.
Yep.
So what does that mean? First, he's talking about gods peering down on us, watching what we're doing. He's saying aliens visit Earth and brought us stone workers. Lost Book of Enki, it says it flat out, that Enki and Lil taught humans civilization. He taught them how to build, which is where you get your ziggurats of Ur and all this other stuff.
For a long time, there was a theory that the pyramids were built by aliens.
It's still a theory.
Humans couldn't possibly figure that out. They figured it out. We don't give our own species enough credit sometimes.
I'm not subscribing to anything. I'm just saying that then if that's the case, then we as mankind got our timeline screwed up, because to build those pyramids, and mind you, the Great Pyramids, the three pyramids in Giza are not the only pyramids that were made.
No.
They're saying it. I don't even know how long they said it took to make, but there is no free. We can't move stones like that with modern equipment. The monolithic stones.
We can, but it would probably take us the same amount of time to build a pyramid as it did them, which is.
You'd think it'd take less, though, because we have more technology, more ability, right? Whatever. And then we can go back and forth.
Necessity is the mother of invention. When your God King says, look, I want a giant triangle. In my honor.
Okay. On the flip side, though, you don't mean to tell me that...
You them slaves and they
you
build
mean
that
to tell me there weren't some people that were sitting there smoking a cigarette in a block like, fuck this, I'm out.
Oh, I'm sure there were. I mean, they got their heads chopped off by, like, the Pharaoh's guard and shit.
I'm just
like,
saying. Let's go to the next one here. Stargates and black holes, angels and black crows all do the same job. They transport souls. The way I'm reading this and the way I'm understanding it is that he's taking all the world's religions and their beliefs and lumping them in. Some people believe that they pass through a stargate. Some people believe that
nobody actually
black...
believes that. Well, maybe some people do, but...
Well, if you look at the Emerald Tablets of Thoth...
Yeah, it's definitely not like a mainstream religious thing.
God, it got bright in here all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's hot here, too.
It's hot, too. Black holes, and then angels and black crows. So I think black crows is a throwback to the Norse mythology. I believe it was black crows.
Yes.
Am I right?
There might have been a couple cultures that believed in that. And then,
or am
like,
I thinking,
the crow, you think about that movie. It's
or am I thinking the Valkyries? Either way, they're talking about angels and black crows do the same thing. They transport souls to heaven.
Yeah.
Or Valhalla or wherever the hell you call it heaven.
Yeah.
His next line, Anunnaki came to the planet to take gold.
Wow. Okay.
That gave me chills.
He's digging into your brain now, dude.
So, that's one of the things that it says in the Lost Book of Enki, is that the Anunnaki came here to mine the planet for gold, because they would take gold, they would turn it into a powder, and shoot it into their atmosphere on their planet Nibiru to patch a hole in their atmosphere, because their planet didn't work like ours. Ours is warmed by the sun, whereas theirs is warmed by their atmosphere, mm-hmm. and the planet holds almost like a greenhouse effect, I guess you could say, right? Their planet holds, the atmosphere of their planet holds the heat in while it's in the outermost rim of space.
Right. Yep.
Because it's believed it's in an elliptical orbit. So that's interesting. He says, these have been those ways since the days of old. Three wise men, three kings, etc. The Dark Star Emperor, Orion Nebula, the Grand Leveler.
Mm-hmm.
So three wise men, three. He's alluding back to three kings.
So the Orion Nebula is an interesting one. The Orion Nebula actually holds what's called the Pillars of Creation. If you ever saw the Hubble Deep Field pictures, like those crazy, awesome, colorful photos that came from the Hubble Space Telescope, mm-hmm. the Pillars of Creation are a part of that nebula that are creating new stars. That's where stars are born. They're born from this kind of pre-infant solar gas and dust and stuff and hydrogen, and that's part of the Orion Nebula. So maybe he's alluding to the fact that it's a birthplace.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. I did not know that, and that's called the Dog Star Emperor. The Dog Star Emperor.
Oh, he said dog. I thought you said Dark Star Emperor. No,
Dog Star.
Dog Emperor. Star. The Dog Star is Sirius.
Okay, so he's alluding to another one then.
Yeah, he's alluding. Okay. Yeah, he clearly knows his astronomy, which is super cool because I'm kind of a freaking nerd.
Right.
As evidenced by...
And I think this is pretty much the end of the song, but just play it out in its entirety so they can see the video, but this is pretty much it.
Nice ring. The Grand Leveler. Classic singing ring.
Just to be clear, some of these images were actually taken in the New Haven building. I think it's toward the beginning.
Yep. Yeah.
The Grand Leveler. Yeah, that one right there, I think, was... Where he's sitting in the chair.
Yep.
Right? Am I right?
Because the Connecticut Freemason, our Masonic publication in the state, had a front page, full page photo of him a while back, a couple of years ago. It was him in the New Haven Lodge. Beautiful lodge building.
Yeah. And that's it. So that's
very
the one.
Cool.
That's the first one. We're going to hit one more after that.
You just tell me what it is and I'll
fire it. All right, so the song I want you to bring up is The Widow's Son.
Oh, I know that one.
The Widow's Son by Apathy. We're going to do that one next. I think that was actually by request here. I'm going to look at the comments real quick.
Oh, that's a good one.
Please tell me you are doing The Legend of the Third Degree. Yeah, we're going to do that last.
That's a good one, too.
Tony V, the band The Black Crowes sang a song, She Talks to Angels. Coincidence? Never heard of that song. Maybe I have and I just don't remember it. I don't think there's a video for this one. It's just the image, but that's all right.
Yep,
we're still going to put the image up there.
That's fine, we'll because it's actually the name of the album, too, so I was seeing the entire album one. Entire album one, so
yeah, we just want this one. Man, I'm sweating my ass off.
I don't understand why
it's not even that hot.
It's ridiculously hot.
And freaking Jimmy's killing me with the food downstairs.
Oh, yeah. The food does smell delicious. The heat's just bringing it in the window right now. Crazy.
Oh, damn, man, with that freaking porchetta.
Okay. This one doesn't have an ad, so that's good.
Yep.
You ready?
Yep. Fire away.
Let the brother receive the light.
Cool painting.
The widow's son, the wicked is one. The widow's son, the wicked is one. When it comes to blindfold, fools cop diamonds and buy gold. While wise old elders try to tell us that my soul is lost in the matrix, a box and cube. You watch the tube, we need up all the toxic food. Now the chemicals are blocked from the pineal gland. For the first time, I understand Ezekiel's plan. That the sanctorum of the most divine is the body and the stairway to heaven is your spine. As above, so below. Fuck waiting on a sign. The key to heaven's gate is in the mind. God bless the blind, let the light shine. Step from the darkness. You're following the Father through Solomon's arches. The wars over religion show that humans are horrible. The Bible's allegorical, not historical. Mortals never get it, so they try to control. Free will, free speech, and even each other's soul. Stroll through the temples of the monks and the rabbis. The medicine men, the metaphysical magis. Your bodies get baptized, the wise get chastised. You taught you should pass by, thoughts of your past lives. The widow's son.
Whew. All right.
Now, he does speak a lot.
Yeah. So the widow's son is the chorus is the widow's son, the wickedest one.
Yep.
Really the widow's son is Hiram Abiff.
Right.
The widow's son. That was his name.
Who was a good man.
He was a very good man. Yes. I think the wickedest one is just a play off of... but I'm going to elaborate on that later because, again, he does the three.
Could be referring to the ruffians.
There we go.
Yeah, there you go.
Because he does it three times. Yep. Again, with the three same lines of the chorus. So he could be talking about the wickedest one.
And there's one who claims that he's more wicked than the other.
Yes, he does. So, but here we go. Let's start with the thing. Off comes the blindfold. Fools cop diamonds and buy gold. So we're just picking this line apart here. The way I perceive this one is it's a duality thing. One, off comes the blindfold. We know that in a Masonic degree.
Brought to light.
The blindfold comes off.
See the light.
But I also think that it's allegorical to now that he's a Mason, he's seeing what the world is. Because off comes the blindfold of life, and he's seeing fools cop diamonds and buy gold. They're more worried about materialistic things rather than...
You know, self-improvement.
The self-improvement.
Right, which is, yeah,
while the wise old elders try to tell us that my soul is lost in the matrix, a boxy cube, you watch the tube, he's talking about YouTube, okay, yeah. And eat up all their toxic food. So,
so same kind of deal. You're eating crappy, processed food. You're wasting your life watching television.
And the YouTube. Elders are basically telling him that these are the things that are you're worried about monetary. You're worried about you're eating your bag of freaking Frito-Lays and getting fat and watching YouTube and doing nothing.
Yeah.
You're not improving your life.
Yeah, you're focusing your energy.
So
your
soul is trapped in a matrix, a box, or a cube because you're never going to get out of that. Mm-hmm. And then he continues on with now the chemicals are blocked from the pineal gland. And this is interesting because there are many people that believe that the pineal gland or the pineal gland in your brain is the seat of the soul.
Right.
And we're going to get kind of down a little bit of a psychedelic thing here, but and I'll explain why.
Hippies.
Because the pineal gland is said to be the seat of the soul. Right. Interestingly, when you die, this pineal gland lets a chemical loose into your body, which is called
DMT.
DMT, yeah. Dimethyltryptamine.
That's the old near-death experience.
Near-death
juice.
Experience, correct. Yeah. Yeah. And it's also believed that this, people who've done it, and I know you can watch Rogan, he talks about he's done it 1,000 times, Doug Stanhope, other people have done it. And what it does is when you do the, first off, stop. I do not condone drug use.
Yeah, we're not.
And I'm going to elaborate on that in a minute, but you know, this is also a controlled substance, so I want to be clear about this. You cannot just go down to your local pharmacy, go to CVS, and ask the pharmacist for DMT. Yep. It's a controlled substance. It's the same stuff that's in ayahuasca tea.
Yep.
But
it's
naturally
occurring.
But it is people who've done it have said that they've done it, and their perception of the reality or this plane that we're on right now just...
Yeah, it's kind of a dissociative, so like you're not even...
It defractals, here and then poof, you're off to another dimension where you're seeing, you know, dwarves and elves and all kinds of other crazy shit and stuff like that. Like, so it's believed by many that, you know, that people who do DMT actually have an out-of-body, otherworldly experience. Mm-hmm. Now, let's get into the DMT thing of it now. Yeah, we talked about this on a psychedelics episode I did a long time ago, but there are people who've done DMT that have had good times and bad times. And I'll explain it. Mm-hmm. There's a study done that was done with combat veterans who suffered from, excuse me, suffered from PTSD.
Yep.
They gave them a massive shot of DMT.
There was a lot of that in like the 70s. And
no, this is modern 60s. Times. This is modern times.
Really?
Yeah. Combat veterans that came back from Iraq, they gave this to them.
Oh, really?
Yes. They gave this to them. And it rewired their brain where they weren't suffering from the same depressions and stuff along those lines of the post-traumatic stress syndrome. And it actually improved them. They did it, I think it was a controlled thing where they did it with a controlled person who didn't have any issues. They did it with a cigarette smoker. They did it with a heroin addict. They did it with a combat veteran. Okay. And I think it was 4 out of 5. The control person was fine. He didn't have any. It was like, whatever. I got high. Pulling one from Dave Chappelle.
It's not just getting
but
high.
The 4 people who came off of it ended up stopping their addictions and stop the depression.
Okay.
Flip side of it, though, there have also been people who have done DMT and had this otherworldly profound experience, and now they come back to reality and they realize reality sucks, and they end up committing suicide because they don't...
Or it just did something to their brain, so then now they're
right.
broken in some way. I mean, it's
true.
Possible,
so
too.
This is not something to play around with.
No,
I want to be clear
not,
about
yeah.
that.
Please don't do drugs.
But that's what he's talking about, this DMT, or it gives you, obviously it's in your body already, but you can somehow tap into your pineal gland and have a profound experience without actually having to smoke it or drink it. It could be done inside your mind. He gets deeper into this because it will continue. For the first time, I understand Ezekiel's plan. I don't know what Ezekiel's plan was. Something in the Bible. I have to brush up on
it. Yeah, God's plan.
That the sanctum sanctorum of the most divine is in the body, and the stairway to heaven is your spine.
So that's some more Gospel of Thomas. Gospel of Thomas stuff there, where it's, you know, essentially the messaging in that gospel was you are, like, we are all divine, right? We are all part of God. So, you know.
I've heard this as well. This has been explained by another one. I can't remember the book, and I'm going to have to come back to it, or somebody can put it in the comments. But there was somebody who was a Mason who had basically done a thing that said that the stairway, meaning the winding stairs of the fellow craft degree, which
Jacob's ladder,
was your spine. And the sanctum sanctorum was your mind.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you're talking about the winding stairs and then
Yeah, so basically what it's saying is that the power of God and divinity or whatever is in you.
Resides within you. You are divine. You.
And I find it interesting, too, because, like, you know, for people who don't think that, like, we have that type of power as human beings, like, I find it interesting, like, people who don't believe in the soul and all that stuff like that, like, it is funny how, like, we sit there and we talk about ourselves, like, oh, my arm, my body. You're, like, claiming ownership to something that's you, right?
So it's so you're talking about the nature of consciousness itself.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, your soul is claiming, or your light, or whatever the hell you want to call it, is claiming ownership to this fucking meat suit that we wear every day, right?
This bag of mostly water.
Right. So I find that interesting as well.
Yeah.
I'm just going to flip back to the comments, see if anybody else said anything here. Let's go here. Oh, wow. Holy shit. The comments are blowing up. I love it.
It's going to take us forever to go through all these videos.
Loaded clips. Yes. Hello again, brother. And apathy is one of the reasons why I joined the Brotherhood. Awesome. The album showed me a light before initially. This is Unloading Clips. Love that name.
Yeah.
So happy you're bumping this right now. Jacob's Ladder. Yep.
Sweet.
George, are you at an age where hot flashes may be a thing? Asking for
I mean, I'm
not
40 now, so.
39, so I got some time before I start getting hot flashes.
Yeah.
Midlife crisis is on its horizon, though.
Yes.
Let's see here. I'm just going to go through. I'm trying to. The tube, TV. Oh, the tube. Yeah, Lunatic says the tube could be in regards to the TV.
Yep.
Acacia is also a well-known psychedelic. Unloading Clips. Yeah,
Really?
Yeah, yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. I did not
Absolutely.
Know that.
Absolutely. Me and, what's his name? The Jack Burrell, the disappearing act.
Oh, you guys scored some...
We covered that yeah. Acacia actually has psychedelics in it.
Interesting.
David Valdez, my temple's haunted. Many people have used DMT, reported seeing a lot of geometric patterns. Yes. One of the things that it talks about is when you actually do DMT, you smoke it, and after you take a couple inhales of this stuff, which I guess is freaking terrible. It tastes like shit, apparently. I don't know. I'm going off what other people said, but everything turns into fractals. It breaks down like you're psycho or you're psychic or whatever.
It doesn't sound like fun to me.
Allah, arm, leg, head. Yeah. It's interesting. Bill Powell, welcome back to Discord, Bill Powell.
Yeah,
glad
we
to
missed
have
you, brother.
Stick around. If we created an image of God, we are both creators and destroyers. I am what I am. Yeah, I mean, it is funny how when you look at, like, old images of God and Zeus, it's a freaking jacked white guy with a freaking long beard.
Yeah.
We have no idea what God looks like, but he's always some jacked white dude with a beard.
It's as good as any other idea, I guess.
All right, so let's continue on here. Then we got to play the song some more because the next lyrics are going to be pretty bad. As a below, as above, so below, F waiting on a sign. The key to heaven's gate is in the mind. That's what we just covered.
Yep, yep.
God bless the blind. Let the light shine steps from the darkness and follow in the Father through Solomon's arches. God bless the blind. I don't want to skip this one over because this one actually stuck out to me a lot when, when I've heard this. God bless the blind. Why? Because, I mean, everybody thinks this being blind is such a tragedy. And, oh, my God, they're blind. But if you think about this, and this is the way I think, I do a lot of deep stinking. I do some stinking, right?
Okay.
Think about all of the bullshit in this world that would go away if we weren't actually able to see one another.
Yeah, there would be no evil if you're blind.
You can't see evil. You can't see color. You can't see race. You can't see creed. You don't give a shit if somebody cuts you off walking down the sidewalk. Mm. You're not worried about what so-and-so said on your Instagram feed because you can't see. So you treat I think blind people are probably the most kind and loving people because they don't give a shit.
Yeah.
They don't watch Fox News. They don't watch CNN. They don't care what's going on. They're more in their own head and using their...
They still watch TV and stuff.
No. But I'm saying, you get what I'm saying.
Yes.
They listen to TV. All
right. Yeah.
Whatever. But if you think about it, they still don't... We're so polluted with the shit that we see every single day that if you took away those things and you only had to... If you only had to go off of how people treat you, not seeing what they look like, you'd live a whole different life.
Yeah.
So God bless the blind.
He might also be not speaking literally and like blind, but, you know, you're blind before the hoodwink is removed. You're blind before you become a Mason when you're part of the profane world. You're a rough Ashler.
All right. And he's talking about following the Father through Solomon's arches. That's an allusion to, I think, the Royal Arch degree, correct?
Or it could be when you pass into the inner part of the temple, during the Fellowcraft degree.
True. I didn't think about that. But I know the arches are big in the Royal
Arch
degree.
Yeah,
because he says follow the Father through Solomon's arches.
Yeah, I had columns in
and
that
when,
for some reason.
And without giving the degree away, the Royal Arch degree, you have to pass through columns until you get to the Holy of Holies, which is where you discover the Ark of the Covenant.
Sanctum Sanctorum.
Sanctum Sanctorum, Aaron's Rod, the Ten Commandments, and all that stuff. So I think, personally, that's a little bit of a allusion to that degree. I could be wrong, though.
Could be.
Let us know what you think in the comments.
I wonder if he's a York Rite Mason.
I bet you he is.
But they probably.
Yeah. If he's in the New Haven building, he's something.
Yeah.
Coming all the way from New London.
He did have some York Rite Masons in his video, the last one that we watched.
Right.
So.
Next line. The wars over religion show that humans are horrible. The Bible's allegorical, not historical. Mm-hmm. Wars over religion show that humans are horrible. Almost every single war since the beginning of time has been over a freaking religion.
Yeah.
Take it from you. I mean, even all the way up to modern times. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can go the Greeks and the Persians. Xerxes was a god. He wanted the Romans to bow to him. Mm-hmm. You can go to Christ. The Crusades are a huge one.
Yeah, I think it goes without saying. Religion is the number one cause of war.
Number one. I mean, go even to World War II.
Yep.
World War II. Hitler wanted to get rid of the Jews. Why? Because religion. Modern times, we have the war on terror because Muslims believe... I want to be clear about
not
this.
Not all Muslims.
The extremist Muslim groups believe that they need to wage a war against the Christian infidels.
The holy war.
Right? Sometimes it's for acquisition, but for the most part, it's acquisition of land, property, people, whatever the case may be. But for the most part, it's religion.
Yeah, and so in Freemasonry, we require you to believe in a higher power, but we don't say who that is. So if we can all do it and get along and, you know, not be at each other's throats in a room when we all believe different things, then mankind should be able to as well. Maybe that's a big ask. But.
The Bible is allegorical, not historical, is the next line. I gotta get rid of the wall. It was killing my ass.
So he's saying he's not a strict interpretation of the Bible guy.
I think it's both. I believe that there are things in the Bible, and I know my Christian friends are gonna crucify me for this one.
You can have opinions,
but Is it historical? Yes. I mean, if you look at the what is it? I think it was the Battle of Megiddo.
Yeah,
whatever,
there were absolutely things that happened.
Yeah. We know the temple was burned down.
We dug
not
up
once, but twice.
We dug up a bunch of it. Like, we know it.
We know it. There are some things that are historical that actually happened, but there is a lot of allegory. Like, for instance, this is just me. Again, I've read the Bible. I subscribe more to the... Well, I don't want to say subscribe. I believe more in what the Lost Book of Enki said in regards to the flood story than I do Noah actually trying to get a bunch of lions and tigers and bears, oh my, onto a freaking wooden boat. Now, and I'm just... This is just me. Yeah, everybody's seen the tsunami that happened in freaking Thailand and all that place over there, right? I mean, that was just... I mean, you ever seen the show? If you watch a movie, it's called The Impossible. That wave came in and just mashed the... blank out of everything.
Yeah.
Now, the deluge or the flood story, you're talking waves that are thousands of feet high. Yes. There is no way, in my opinion, that a wooden ass boat is gonna be able to withstand that amount of water pressure.
Probably not. There may have been some fact involved in that story, but
But I believe more of the fact that it's much easier to just take the life essences, which we do today. We freeze sperm, we freeze eggs, and you create a baby, later. You know what I mean? And you can repopulate that way. It's much more, I guess you could say... smarter, I guess, or if you just take the life essences rather than save the animal, take a sperm, take an egg, the animal goes away, but you can still scientifically mix them together and create an animal.
Yeah, and that's what we do today with seed banks and stuff like that.
I believe more of that. So I think the Bible's allegorical in some spots and some historical. So mortals never get it, so they try to control free will, free speech, and even each other's soul. Yes! We still do this today, goddammit!
Yeah. It's a commentary on the human condition.
Stroll through the temples of the monks and the rabbis, the medicine men, the metaphysical magis. The body gets baptized. The wise get chastised. You're taught to pass. You should pass by the thoughts of your past lives.
More religion of the world commentary.
Yeah, in the whole passing by the thoughts of your past lives. I mean, that's kind of... I mean, you tell somebody... Somebody comes to you, you're like, oh, yeah, I went to a... I believe I had a past life. They're like... You're nuts.
Well, I mean, some religions, that's
they're taught.
What they
you're
believe.
Taught not to believe that you had a past life. That this is your first time on this rock. I don't believe in that. Okay. I believe in reincarnation. You come back multiple times until you get it right.
Okay.
Could you imagine if we learn by the mistakes of a past life? Like, let's just say I was an inner city gangbanger, right? I had my kids, I had my family, and my drive-by happened, and everybody in my family gets shot at me, and then I end up taking my own life. Okay? Just hypothetically, with me here.
That's a pretty...
Work with me here. In your next life, are you going to probably get back into the drug racket or the gang banger scene? Knowing what happened in a past life.
If you could know what happened in a past life.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Interesting. Anyway, play that shit.
Okay. The wickedest one, the widow's son. The wickedest one, the widow's son. The wickedest one, the widow's son. You can't define what's direct from the east. I don't control the economy, mess with animal side of me. I don't know Illuminati, but I show you geometry. The Pythagoras of rap, son of music and math. You know the myth, but let's try to decipher the facts. I'm from a league of gentlemen, I'm a deist to Duke Ellington. Ty Cobb, Louis Armstrong, and Thomas Edison. Policemen and veterans, even without a weapon. I like that shit. Weapon or cover, cause every brother keeps a 357. So when we go undercover, ain't no witchcraft and devil shit. It's how we greet each other on the 5 points of fellowship. The pillars of Noah inscribed with the sciences. The eye of Jehovah watches over me like a lioness. The square that reminds me to square my actions. And the compass that'll help me circumscribe my passions. I'm attracted to the light like a moth in the dead of night. But internet conspiracy theories hogging the megabytes. I pay them no mind, I rep it with pride. They ain't concerned with the truth, it's not as sexy as the lies. Till the day that I die, but yo, I already did. I never felt so alive till they gave me the true grip. Piece the four letter, three letter, PHAs. York right, Scottish right, in the demo lays. Oh, yes, yes, can't forget the brothers before me. Shoulder to shoulder, I stand with you all in the quarry. I'm the widow's son. Pause.
That's
really good. Whew.
Yeah.
Damn. Long song. Pausing it. if you tell me to, sure.
I did say pause it. That's all right.
I didn't hear you.
You want to grab us some beers? Because I'm going to need one for this one.
Yeah, I'm like overheating. I'm going to stand and stretch my back a little.
All right. I'll unpack this if it's cool with you while we're going here. All right. I don't control the economy, mess with animal sodomy. He's taking a shot at those who call us basically devil worshippers, baby killers. No, we don't control the economy. Not at all. Trust me. There's bills I can't pay. Mess with animal sodomy. That's disgusting. I don't know Illuminati, but I'll show you geometry. Yeah, we got nothing to do with the Illuminati, so stop saying that shit. Like, get over it. But I'll show you geometry. Geometry, it's the, what do we call geometry, Ken? Come on.
Noblest of the sciences.
Noblest of the sciences, thank you. The Pythagoras of rap, he's talking about himself. Son of music and math, that's two of the liberal sciences that we, right? No,
yep.
Liberal sciences?
Liberal arts and sciences.
Liberal arts and sciences that we learn in the Fellowcraft degree. You know the myth, but let's try to decipher the facts. I'm from a League of Gentlemen, which is interesting that he did that because League of Gentlemen is a movie.
Vaguely Masonic movie,
it's
right?
It's a vaguely Masonic movie, but he's talking about, we as Masons call ourselves a League of Gentlemen, right?
Right, yes.
Some more than others. People who are hecklers in the comments will find out who's less of one. But
yeah, Ruff Ashler over here on the right.
And then he starts name dropping. Amadeus. Duke Ellington, Ty Cobb, Louis Armstrong, Thomas Edison, all Freemasons.
All Masons.
Every single one of them.
Now, Edison was a Mason, too? That was the only one that was like...
Thomas Edison. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
And then he hits this. Well, this line was pretty cool. This is a cool way he did this. Policemen and veterans, even without a weapon, I'll cover every brother... cover, because every brother keeps a 357. Woo!
Oh, yeah,
so he's doing an allusion to two things. He's talking about policemen and veterans. He's going to... basically cover, protect, because every brother keeps a 357. That's an allusion to the 3, 5, and 7 steps.
Magnum.
357 Magnum, because he puts a period before 357. So he makes an allusion to a gun, 357 Magnum, which I think was actually said by Worshipful Brother Steve at one point.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
When you were asked if he was carrying in Lodge, and he said, yeah, I'm carrying my Masonic gun.
Yeah.
And he's like, what do you mean?
357.
I got a Masonic gun. It's a 357. I'm like, oh, you're an idiot. But, yeah, that's so, and he's talking about 357, meaning the 3, 5, and 7 steps of Masonry.
As in we have our brothers back. We protect our brothers.
Yeah. So when we go undercover, ain't no witchcraft and devil shit. We've said that multiple times.
Yes, but say it louder for the ones in the back.
When we go undercover, and he's using that, he's again talking about the police thing there.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no, or you say undercover, meaning when we close our doors to our lodge, we're undercover.
Yes.
Ain't no witchcraft and devil shit. Ain't no witchcraft or devil shit.
Mm. Say it again now.
None.
Yeah.
It's how we greet each other on the 5 points of fellowship.
Yep. So that's something that we can't discuss.
We can, a little bit. So.
Well, it's a secret, and he's alluding to secrets.
Greeting each other in the 5 points of fellowship is what he's basically saying is, in regards
there's
to...
There's no devil shit, there's no witchcraft, but we keep the things secret.
Well, I'm going back to when he's talking about covering the police officer and veteran.
Oh, okay.
Okay. It's how we greet each other in the 5 points of fellowship. So let's break down as loosely as we can that there are different points of the 5 points of fellowship when we give the grip of a Master Mason, that they each point of the 5 points... has kind of a, this is how you'll conduct yourself amongst another brother.
There's a lesson.
So there's a lesson in every single point of the 5 points of fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
Master Masons will get that. If you're not, stay tuned. When you get your Master Mason, you'll find out.
Yeah, we're not going to tell you any more about it. Sorry.
The Pillars of Noah inscribed with the sciences. I don't know what the Pillars of Noah are. Do you?
I do not, but... What was the lyric again?
The Pillars of Noah, inscribed with the sciences.
Inscribed with the sciences.
And then his next one is the Eye of Jehovah watches over me like a lioness. Now, that's an allusion to the tribe of Judah.
Yep. In the Eye of God.
In the Eye of God.
Jehovah.
Mm-hmm. The Pillars of Noah, I don't know any about. Put it in the comments if you guys know what that's all about.
I don't know that one either, inscribed
put
with
it in the comments
sciences.
So everybody can hear it, and I'll read it back later because I'm kind of on the lyrics here on my phone, so I can't read the comments back. Yeah. I'll read them back later. The square that reminds me to square my actions. I mean, that's pulled right out of our Masonic.
Yep.
You know, the square to act. That's what they do. That's what the square stands for.
Stop
conspiracy theorist. That's what it means.
Stop hitting the
square
table.
Square your actions. Sorry.
That's okay.
I'm going to square my hand here so I stop smacking the table.
Yes.
The compasses that help me circumscribe my passions. Yeah, that's what the compasses stand for.
Yep.
Conspiracy theorists. Yep. I'm attracted to the light like a moth in the dead of night. But internet conspiracy theories, I love this line, hogging up the megabytes.
Hogging up the megabytes. Ah, yeah, I like that lyric.
Yes,
too.
That's for all you freaking anti-Masonic haters and stuff.
That touches me in the right ways.
Stop with your bullshit. Yeah. Stop. It does. It's right. It does.
He makes a good point. I mean, the problem is when you go out and you search for information about Freemasonry, most of it is garbage. So it's being hot. Like all that conspiracy stuff is hogging up the megabytes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a good way of putting it.
Again, I'm not going to make anybody famous here. And I know you.
We don't make Travis famous.
You're not
going to
make me famous off your podcast. Shut up.
Number one in
go
Malaysia.
Hide under a bridge. That was a troll reference. Did you hear that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
You're very clever.
I am pretty. I'm pretty witty, aren't I?
Yeah. I'll give you a five.
But
five on a scale.
You know, and basically this person was basically had said, I know I've done a lot of my research. I'm like, eh? He's like, oh, what degree are you? And I just rattled off everything that I'm part of and every title I own. And then guess what? The Sturb started playing. You know what I mean? The sounds of silence. Yeah,
that's not actually Disturbed. That's Simon and Garfunkel, but anyway.
It was redone by Disturbed, and it was better. Moving on. I pay them no mind. I rep them with pride. They ain't concerned with the truth. It's not as sexy as a lie. Yes!
Yeah.
Bravo.
That's a good one.
Bravo. They're not as sexy. Because, again, hearing that we're just a benign organization that comes up here and does charitable stuff and hangs out, that's boring.
Yeah,
but
nobody wants
apparently we got babies buried under our lodge. Whatever. That sounds more believable,
that's
right?
That's what sells tabloids, baby.
Till the day that I die. Yo, but I already did. I never felt so alive till they gave me the true grip. Now, that is definitely a reference to the Master Mason
degree.
Third degree right there. He's saying he already died because, again, symbolically in the Master Mason degree, you die and you're reborn to your new Masonic life, I guess, as a Mason. And the true grip, that's the true grip of a Master Mason.
True
never felt so alive. Peace to the three letter, and here we go, PHA, Prince Hall Affiliates.
Prince Hall.
It's York Rite. Scottish Rite and the De Molays, York Rite. Yep. It's a body of Freemasonry. Scottish Rite and the De Molays are for
Masonic
the youngies, the younglings, if you will.
Yep.
You killed all the younglings.
What have I done? All right.
No more Star Wars references.
Oh, God.
Oh, yes. Order of Eastern Star. Yes, I can't forget the brothers before me. Shoulder to shoulder, I stand with you. All in the quarry, I'm the widow's son.
Yep.
Woo!
In the quarry. That's right.
Stand in the quarry
laboring
again. That's bringing it back to our, bring it right back to our ancient stonemasons.
I mean, that's the term for Masonic labor. When we're at labor, we're working in the quarry.
Push the button.
Yes.
The widow's son. The wickedest one. The widow's son. You can't define what's direct from the east.
Stop that real quick. Actually, no, let it play out, and then I'll talk about that line right there. Can't define this direct from the east. I think it's funny how he's got a little bit of He-Man in the background.
I have a phone. Oh, is that what that
was? Yeah, it's from He-Man.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, sample and He-Man. All
right. Oh, there's more to this. Hold on.
Oh, yeah, this is...
Yep. This is the most beautiful day of your life. Of your own free will, you decided... undergo the initiation that other heroes have passed. Your sacrifice completes my sanctuary. This is the holy book. Learn to believe in me.
That's the end of the song. That's the end. That's that little line. So let's go back.
Is that from Conan the Barbarian?
Yes.
It is?
I think so.
It sounds.
I know it's
very,
from a movie. I think it's either Conan or what's the other
it
one?
It sounds like James Earl Jones, and I'm like, it sounds like something that his character would have said.
He
at some
used
point.
It as an allusion to a Masonic
initiation.
Right, yeah. I'll be clear, that is not the words that are used during a Masonic initiation.
Yeah, and we're not a snake cult
at
either.
All.
Yeah, we're not Tulsa Dune adherents.
You can't define what's direct from the east. I think that's an allusion to two things. Sun rises in the east.
Master sits in the east.
Master sits in the east, and as an entered apprentice, you're not really supposed to question the master of the lodge. You can't define what's direct from the east, meaning that, you know, when the master is, you're too young of a Mason to understand why the master of a lodge is doing what he's doing. I think that's kind of an allusion to that.
And the grand architect, the grand east is God. So
the other one.
You can't define God's
can't
plan.
Define what his plan is. Yeah. I think this is pretty cool, though, this last little thing. I don't know which movie it's from. You guys can put it in the comments if you know. Oh, by the way, like, share, and subscribe, please.
Nice.
But the end of this thing, your sacrifice completes my sanctuary. This is the holy book. And I know somebody in the conspiracy world is going to be like, see, you're sacrificing people. No, we're not sacrificing people.
Not what he said.
He says, this is the holy book. Learn to believe in me. So this is God, in a sense, talking, saying, learn to believe in me, your sacrifice. In other words, your belief in him completes his heavenly temple.
Mm-hmm.
That's what that means. I want to be clear about that because there's going to be somebody out there that's going to be like, they're killing people, I told you.
There always is.
I don't know why I sound like Anderson from Beavis and Butthead, but I like that voice.
Is that who it was? It sounded like Grandpa Simpson.
Dude, I said it last time. Caught them two boys whacking off in my toilet.
Oh, that's right.
It's like a couple of spider monkeys. All right, next one. We're going to do the last one. This is The Legend of the Third Degree. Okay. This is the last one by Apathy. We're going to pull this one apart. And sorry, I coughed in the mic. It is hot up here, and I can't turn anywhere because I have under boob sweat right now. Why is it so freaking hot?
I'm having the same issue, which is
wearing a golf polo or whatever the hell that is.
Well, I was.
Why
at
do
work.
You have what the hell is this on the screen? What do you got? Like a weird avocado with a hole in the middle of it, and a.
It's an ad.
Oh, all right. Jesus, I'm like, what the hell are you watching in your off times?
I don't know if you've ever seen an advertisement on the YouTube before, but
because I pay for that shit.
Oh, that's right. You have premium. Okay. Well, God bless. I'm not signed in as you over here.
Then how the hell are you putting this up as the Freemasons podcast if you're not signed into it?
I'm signed into YouTube Studio, which is a separate
app. Hacker.
No, it's a separate
Son
app.
Of a bitch, bro. Probably gets where all my money's going. It's going to you. You're stealing my bank.
Carry this message. Yeah.
Here we go.
To Hiram a bit.
Okay, let me do that.
You're going to start over again.
I just wanted to make sure.
Carry this message to Hiram Abiff again.
You ready?
It's not anything used in Masonic ritual. Continue. Right. Go.
Carry this message to Hiram Abiff.
Sure.
All wise is the owl who can see in the dark. All rise for the lessons of the evening to start. All seeing is the being who created this spark. Man knows he knows nothing if the man is smart. Star charts, technology is silly to those who know real space travel only happens with souls. Molecules and energy disassemble and flows. With space bends and distorts, we are UFOs. King Hiram, master of all builders. Step through two pillars, stalked by three killers. Buried inside a village, but wait, I'm not finished. Risen from the grave as a holographic image. Let's have a conversation about the constellations, about sound and light and matter and vibrations. The mathematics needed just for your genetic sequence. My humans are distracted studying devils and demons. I need more than 33, I'm 360. I need more than religious scriptures can give me. I'm in a chamber of reflection getting busy, chanting and meditating till I'm dizzy. Memento mori, end of story. I told you I'm grand leveler. You never catch a grip or a token if you're a regular. You suckers had a twisted since the Morgan affair. I'm horseback attacking haters with a sword in the air. Sort of rare, but you can sort of compare me
just
to
like
Manly. I got poets and scholars and pharaohs in my family. People trying to decipher and try to code me. Fans constantly quoting me. Brothers saying, so mode it be.
All right. Lot to unpack
good
in that
stuff,
one.
Man. It's
lot
so
to
good.
Unpack in there. All right. So all wise is the owl who could see in the dark. I mean, that's just self-explanatory. If you're in the dark, you don't get it? The allegory?
To me. Yeah.
Okay. So all wise is the owl who could see in the dark. Owls can see in the dark. They have night vision. They're naturally could see things. So it's an allusion to having knowledge, right? So if you're in the dark, you're out in pitch black or whatever, and you had night vision goggles, you could see everything around you, right?
Okay, fair point.
But as, you know, meaning if you're constantly and consistently in the dark, you're never going to see the light. You're never going to see what's around you. It's kind of what the allusion to that is.
All wise are those that can see in the dark. We can see the light in the profane world because we are Masons. And that's
correct. That's what he's pretty much what he's alluding to.
I smell what you're stepping in.
All rise for the lessons of the evening to start. In other words, you're going to drop some knowledge on us.
Yes.
also,
that's how Masonic meetings tend to start. We all stand up.
Yes.
Pray and...
Yeah, but if I ever said that as Master of the Lodge, be like, all right, guys, I'll stand up for the lessons the evening start. They so throw they just throw tomatoes and freaking
depends on the
cabbage
master.
And
some masters get have the like the gravitas to be able to deliver that, and people just be like, all right.
Then, shut up and sit on, you freaking midget. That's what I would get.
Well, exactly. You do not have that gravitas because you're a little man.
Uh-oh. I hit the wrong. Hold on. I got to go back to the lyrics here. Oh, I screwed it up. Legend of Third Degree. Sorry. Got it. All right. We got it. Oh, you know why? Because I didn't hit the pause on it, so now I can see the lyrics. All right. So the next one. All seeing is the being who created the spark. He's talking about the all seeing eye. God.
Yep.
That's simple enough.
Yep.
Man knows he knows nothing if the man is smart.
Mm-hmm.
Whoo.
Yep.
So that
a wise
means,
man knows that he does not know everything.
Exactly. Because you got people out there that think they're smart, they're quick as a freaking whip, and they're smart as shit, and they know everything, and they really know don't know nothing.
Yep.
You know, you may know material stuff, but you don't know what's beyond the veil, in a sense.
Correct.
All right. Star charts technology is silly to those who know real space travel only happens with souls. Now, that is profound.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, you could know all about the constellations and you get your big Hubble telescopes, but you don't know. Again, and this kind of ties back to what I was talking about. We wear this freaking meat suit, right?
Right.
So me as a human, you can't shoot my ass in a rocket into space and me hop out, because what'll happen? This,
right.
I'll just get ripped apart in space.
You're saying that kind of stuff is silly to people who know.
Yeah, so a human being in this meat bag of a body that we have, you can't travel outside. You know, I mean, yeah, we go to space, but realistically, it's meat sack.
Wetware.
But a soul that is a energy, I guess, right? Being of light and energy.
Non-soul.
Soul is energy, right?
It's not mass. It's not. There's no substance to it.
I'd go with energy. That's what I'm going to go with.
That works.
That can travel wherever the hell it wants, but not this sad sack of shit that I'm sitting
here. Will not go to space today.
Right. I will not be going to space. And again, he continues on with molecules and energy disassemble and flows. That's what I just said.
Nope.
Where space bends and distorts, we are UFOs. That's what he's talking about. What he's saying.
Yeah.
Where space bends and distorts, we are UFOs. If we're able to travel, again, out of this sack of shit that's sitting on this chair. And
now it's a sack of shit.
I'm going with, I don't know, what do you want to call it? A bag of freaking russet potatoes?
Bag
I mean,
of
I don't
mostly
know
water. It's like a Star Trek reference. Bag of mostly water.
But I'm just saying, you know, and that's what he's saying. We are UFOs if we're able to shed this body and travel wherever we want.
Yep.
King Hiram, master of all builders. Yep, that's who he was to us. Mm-hmm. He stepped in two pillars and got stalked by three killers.
Yep.
Sure. Buried inside a village, but wait, I'm not finished. Risen from the grave as a holographic image.
I don't get the holographic image reference. I mean, it sounds cool.
I mean, it does sound cool.
Got a cool projector in his lodge or something. I don't know.
The only thing I can think of would be, you know, like, and I mean, we've talked to Liberty Ghost Hunters, and you talk about those apparitions, right, where you see
specters, yes.
Wisps, or whatever the hell they are. Elementals, if you're into Chronicles of Riddick.
Okay.
You never seen Chronicles of Riddick?
No, I mean, I've seen it. I'm just not.
You haven't seen Super Troopers. Like you haven't seen Euro Trip, and now you tell me you haven't seen Riddick.
I have seen Super Troopers.
You did?
And I have seen Chronicles of Riddick. I just didn't like
Lettering
it.
And.
I didn't think it was good.
Lettering and.
Yeah.
Smoking the Reaver.
Yeah.
Love that movie. Yeah, anyway. But that's what I think he's talking about.
Holographic image.
I think it's a cool play on words, but he's arisen, from the grave as a holographic image, maybe a spirit or whatever. It's kind of what I think he's doing to play on there.
Yeah, I can't think of any other reference.
Let's have a conversation. Cool, well, I'm sorry, what?
I said I can't think of any other possible reference there, but it's cool. I like the imagery.
Just a cool play on words, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's have a conversation about the constellations, about the sound and light and matter of vibrations. Oh, this is huge, because everything is held together by vibration, sound and vibrations, right? Everything vibrates, right?
No. Well, yes.
Vibrates. All your molecules vibrate.
Molecules vibrate as long as they're not at absolute zero, yes.
Right. So if you're talking about sound and vibrations, I mean, there's so cool videos of of sound being able to move things, vibrations of sound.
He's talking about things. Physics and physics.
Yeah. Even like taking a water droplet and they put a vibration under it, and if you look through it through a microscope, it actually makes and creates the higher the frequency, makes perfect tetrahedrons.
Oh, really?
Different. Oh, yeah. It's pretty freaking cool. Look that up. I swear to God, I'm not lying to you. You'll love it. You're going to be holy shit, that's cool. So that's kind of what he's talking about. The mathematics needed just for your genetic sequence. That's pretty cool to think about.
What was the lyric before that?
Let's have a conversation about the constellations, about sound and light and matter of vibrations. The mathematics needed just for your genetic sequence.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, if we're talking about molecules vibrating.
Next line, real quick. While humans are distracted studying devils and demons.
Yeah, right. So science is the real deal, and you guys are too wound up in superstition to know the truth. Yeah, I like it.
But I think that's pretty cool, and that's something to really think about. Like, think about, you know, whether you don't believe, I mean, and this is why I never understand the atheist thing, and whatever, you're an atheist, fine, salute, you know, c'est la vie, whatever.
C'est la vie means that's life. But
yeah, that's life. In other words, there's no convincing you. That's what I was getting at. I know what c'est la vie means.
Okay.
You like the German I dropped in the Discord today?
I didn't look at Discord today, actually. I've been busy. I was in meetings back-to-back all day.
So the mathematics needed just for your genetic sequence. Just when I think of, like, the complexity of the human genome and what creates us, like,
yeah, there's some math involved in that.
There's a lot of math involved. And just to think, what the hell creature or supreme being had enough knowledge to create that mathematics to create us? Yeah. We're not even ready to even ask that question.
Very unlikely that something would occur like that naturally. But yes.
I need more than 33. He's talking about the degrees. I am 360. It's not a reference to Alex Jones.
Yeah, I was going to say there are conspiracy theories that say that, but also 360 degrees in a circle.
Well,
he knows geometry.
You have to take this whole chunk here. So what he's saying, I need more than 33, I'm 360. I need more than religious scriptures can give me. I'm in a chamber of reflection getting busy, chanting and meditating till I'm dizzy.
Right, so what, he's saying he needs more than just what organized religion can offer him. Masonry.
He's thirsting for knowledge. I don't need 33 degrees. I need 360. Keep giving me this knowledge. I need to keep learning. Yep. That's kind of what he's driving at.
Which is what all Masons should
aspire to. There's 360 degrees of Freemasonry, and they're on the planet Sirius.
I like your interpretation better. Yeah. I know, you get very angry.
I hate that guy.
But yeah, that makes sense. I mean, we're all taught to be free thinkers as Masons, and we're taught to thirst for knowledge. And there's no shortage of knowledge. You could be out every night of the week as a Mason, gathering more knowledge. We're all about that.
I haven't had a really good Alex Jones rant lately, have I?
No, you haven't. We should probably do that next episode, though.
You really want to see me get all freaking hot and bothered and pissed off?
We should see if we reach a broader audience now. Maybe we'll actually make the man angry. We'll do a reaction video or something.
All right, so he's in the chamber of reflection getting busy, chanting and meditating till I'm dizzy. Memento mori, end of story, I told you I'm grand leveler. So let's just unpack that real quick. Masons use a chamber of reflection. It's meant to chant and meditate and meditate. Memento mori, end of story. Yeah, memento mori means death.
You're immortal.
You're done. Yeah. Fanute.
Yep.
End of story. I told you I'm grand leveler. So he's making a play on a past song that he did, which we already reacted to.
Yep.
And he's calling himself the grand leveler. Mm-hmm. You'll never catch a grip or a token if you're irregular. Now that's right out of the Mason thing.
If you're a clandy
or just not a Mason.
Yep.
You suckers had it twisted since the Morgan affair. We told you this. It was the freaking Lucinda.
No.
It was Lucinda. I don't care how much you love her. It was Lucinda.
She's just so hot, though.
Oh, God.
You're not going to change my mind.
All right. I'm horseback attacking haters with a sword in the air. Now, that is obviously an allusion to the cover of his album, I think. But it's also alluding back to the fact of when Morgan affair was going on, everybody was on horseback. Sort of rare, but you could sort of compare me to Brother Manly P. Hall.
Yep.
I got poets and scholars and pharaohs in my family. Now, he's not talking about his immediate family. He's talking about his
brothers.
Masonic family.
That's right.
people trying to decipher and trying to decode me. Mm-hmm. Fans constantly quoting me, brother saying, so mote it be.
That's kind of what we're doing right now, which just gave me a little bit of a chill. We're trying to decode him, and we're quoting him, and yes.
But here's the thing. I think he's talking about people trying to decode him, meaning people like, what's right. the matter with you?
Yeah.
Why are you so freaking weird?
Yeah, or what's the secret behind your...
I'm sorry, I went with a Karen voice, and I apologize for Karens out there. I can go with a Carl voice. You see, man, I don't understand what you do.
Is that the male Karen?
That's a Carl, I guess. I don't.
It's a Carl. Is the name?
Come up with something here.
Okay. Works as long as it's not Ken. I'm
fine. All right, fire it.
All right, here we go.
The chorus. Legend of the third degree, God Hiram Abiff. Word of seeds like degrees of Mason. Cause your faith. Legend of the third degree, God Hiram Abiff. I'm from your ancient future. Pause it real quick.
Oh, yes.
I'm looking in the comments here, and somebody said, I thought it was a reference to the Knights Templar.
Which lyric?
Oh, hold on. All right,
with the sword in the air?
Yeah, horseback maybe. That's probably what he's talking about.
No, that's a good point.
Let's see here. I'm going through the comments. Sorry, guys. I'm trying to do two things at once. I'm looking at the lyrics and trying to decipher them as I'm going. So,
it's not going well, clearly.
Hold on. I'm reading here. I'm just trying to pick up something. Somebody said something. Oh, here we go. Daniel Valdez. Excuse me.
There are a lot of comments on this.
Rosalind Chapel has cubes with patterns of sound vibrations. It's really cool. I did not know that.
I know there's geometric patterns. I never likened them to...
geometric patterns, basically, geometric patterns are made by sound vibrations.
Could be anything, though, but yes.
You're such a naysayer.
Dude. Like, I'm just skeptic. I am taught to be a skeptic by training.
Skeptic.
That's what I do.
Bushcraft Baking. Hey, greetings from the Netherlands, brothers. Nice tunes. Welcome.
We got a couple friends.
We got some Skittle 4 who's dropping some shit on here that, not bad. He's just talking about Marduk and he's talking about the plains.
Is he rhyming?
Ganos. No. He's not rhyming. He's making comparisons, but I mean, this is well above my pay grade.
Better
here.
Drop some dank rhymes in the
supermassive black hole can absorb any energy in a singularity of doomsday thunder beyond God's.
What?
Whew, he's dropping some heavy shit here, but
that sounds
that's
like
cool.
A lyric. It sounds like he's writing lyrics right now.
And he says David Icke is a. Come on, man, Skittle. Thanks. I love all that, but man, I'm a jarhead, bro. You got to use simpler words than this.
Yeah.
Ecumenical. Okay.
Is that how it's spelled? I don't know. I can't see it. Oh, we're
David Icke is an ecumenical sect. Pathetic.
Ecumenical.
I don't know what the hell. I mean, this
Didn't
is about my paragraph.
Did we do an
name.
Episode on that guy?
I can't remember.
Yeah. There's been so many.
Larry off the grid. What is up, brother? What's going on? Who's Marduk? Marduk, you're going to learn about in the Lost Book of Enki when I start doing that. Marduk was actually, according to the he was the Babylonian god, Marduk. Mm-hmm. But in the Lost Book of Enki, he was also Enki's son, Marduk, mm-hmm. who ended up becoming, according to the Lost Book of Enki, mm-hmm. he was also known as Ra.
Right.
So when you
the
actually
god of gods.
And you say Amun Ra. You're actually, it was Amen means the unseen, so unseen Ra when he left
in ancient Egyptian,
which I find it also curious that Christians say Amen.
Yeah, Ra being the sun god,
and you god think you were the first.
You think Christian? Man, everything's kind of been done, you know, as above, so below.
I'm just being funny. All right, so let's unpack these lyrics real quick before we get into the next one. I'm from your ancient future. That's cool. That's like. Kind of in a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away type reference.
No? I guess.
Legend of the third degree god, Hiram Abiff. Ooh. Burn seems MCs like degrees of Mason because you're faking. So he's taking a shot at, I think, MCs. What are MCs?
Like fake rappers or something? I don't know. I don't know.
E-M-C-E-E-S?
Oh, yeah, MCs, like MCs. MC, Master of Ceremonies.
Oh, okay.
Like the, but in the,
yeah,
in the hip hop.
Right over my head.
You've never heard that term? Like old school hip hop when they talk about MCs? It's MC this or MC that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, gotcha. Like, gotcha. Yeah, never mind. Okay. Well, I'm picking up what you're putting down. I didn't know that's how you spelled it. I thought it was just MC.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to spell it out, yeah. MCE.
Oh, maybe that's why Apple spelled it out. Yeah, so he goes back and forth and he goes, I'm Master Mason when I'm building my pyramid. His pyramid of his life, I guess.
Sure.
Interesting.
His Masonic edifice, if you
my
will.
Brother to the east, my brother to the east, my brother. And he repeats that over and again. Yes, look to the east. It's the Masons mm-hmm. talk about all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Fire.
Okay.
Oh. Brother to the east, my brother to the east.
Deep beside the forest, underneath the trees, lit up by the torches, going through degrees. Started horizontal, lifted vertically. What's the magic number? Mystery schools in ancient Egypt, alien science equipped, hovered above in three ships, large enough to eclipse the sun, the widow, the Virgin Mother Mary, the sprig of acacia found inside a cemetery. Let's talk of hieroglyphics, not the pseudoscientific, the phony spirit healers or a reading by a mystic, the snake oil sellers or some fabricated cleric who speak of all religion to exploit the esoteric, the crystal rubber card reader, Ouija board controller, the spellcaster, cult leader or some holy roller, the soul suck a vampire feeding off your energy, and people still believe in some imaginary enemy. I never look to the skies to say a prayer. There's no mystical wizard who's up there. Everything that ever was is everywhere, so let's light the three candles for this black tie affair. I'm stargating, well y'all are stargazing. Heart starts racing like studying Carl Sagan. Standing in formation, chanting the oration. Tell the mortals there will be no teleportation. Deep in dark woods, down the creepiest roads, different symbols, letters, and numbers, you can see them decode. In the creepiest roads, bunch of people we loathe. I don't fuck with the shit they do in that Bohemian Grove.
Was ancient future.
Thought I censored that. Not, yeah.
Yeah, we have Bohemian nothing to do with Grove. Bohemian Grove. So let's unpack this. Deep inside the forest, underneath the trees, lit up by the torches going through degrees. So he's talking about a degree being performed outside.
Yeah.
Deep inside the forest, underneath the trees. So he's talking about kind of like a nature degree, if you will, or woods degree or whatever. Started horizontal, lifted vertically. Mm-hmm. Again, that's an allusion to the Master Mason degree being raised. What's the magic number?
Three.
As always. Mystery schools in ancient Egypt, alien science equipped. Again, he's alluding back to...
Esoteric.
Must be aliens!
Yeah.
David Hatchett Childress.
Just
you ever heard him try to say sexy llama? Sexy llama!
He could be just talking about esoteric masonry and you know how masonry is derived from the ancient mystery schools and so forth.
Right. Sorry, I just had a must be aliens!
I know.
Hovered above... In three ships large enough to... They find you can't run. Hovered
it's only a matter of time.
Hovered above in three ships large enough to eclipse the sun. Oh, cool how he did that.
Anunnaki?
Yeah, that's what he's alluding to. Okay. So, Ligarius, I seen your comment. Yes, I was planning on doing it tonight, reading another chapter of Lost Book of Enki, but I have, like, massive under-boob sweat right now. Yeah. It is hot as shit.
We've also already gone on for, like, an hour and 20 minutes.
Correct.
Just on music. So
Well, Sunday, I have a guest coming up, and we're going to be going through his book. I won't let the cat out of the bag yet, but we have a guest coming up. Well, not coming up, but we'll be on Skype. Mm-hmm. And
it's been a while since we did an interview, too.
Yeah, we got a pretty good interview about an author. Oh. But I promise you this week, Masons don't break their promise. I'll even give you my coin. If you're a York Rite Mason, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes.
My mark,
if you will.
And I promise you we'll be doing it next week because I want to definitely get back into it, especially after hearing this. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting what he does here. So in the Lost Book of Enki, hovered above in three ships large enough to eclipse the sun, the widow, the Virgin Mother Mary. Now, let's unpack that real quick. That is definitely, in my opinion, a reference to the Anunnaki.
Yeah.
During the flood story, there were three main gods who were above Earth that went in their, how are they, their whirlwinds, I believe is what they call them in the Lost Book of Enki, and they hovered above the earth watching the deluge happen.
Okay.
And the three gods were Enlil, Enki, and Ninma, which was the sister. So,
okay.
He says, large enough to eclipse the sun, but he used it as the sun as in two things, large enough to eclipse the sun as in the sun in the sky, but it's spelled S-O-N. So he's got the sun, the widow, the virgin mother Mary. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to get into Anunnaki lore here, right? Enlil was the widow, was the son of Anu, who was the chief god, and his mother died, which would make him the son. Would make him the widow.
No.
Am I right?
Males cannot be widows. They could be widowers.
No, because Hiram Abiff was the widow. He was the widow's son.
He was the widow's son. Okay. He was the son of a widow. Right. Like, his mother was a widow.
All right. Yes. I just assume that the widow was an allusion to Hiram Abiff, and that's why I drew Enlil into that one. Yeah. The son was Enki, because he was his primary son. And then the Virgin Mother Mary, if you want to look at the story of Ninma, she was the one who birthed Adamu, who was the first human.
Okay.
So that's where I drew that from. I could be completely wrong.
That's possible. I mean, obviously he's read that book.
But I mean, literally, he's talking about ancient science equipped, and then the next line, he's talking about they hovered above in three ships.
Yep.
And then the next one is the son, Enki, the widow, the widow's son, I guess you would say, in terms of Enlil, and then the Virgin Mother Mary, Ninma, in clearly he's read this shit. So
you can tell from the other songs that we've listened to that he's alluded to it.
The sprig of acacia found inside a cemetery. It's allude to the third degree. Let's talk of hieroglyphics, not the pseudoscientific. So pseudoscientific is kind of, I guess, bullshit.
Yeah, science. We're not going to talk about things that don't have proof.
And then he starts listing them off. The phony spirit healers or a reading by your mystic. The snake oil sellers, some fabricated cleric who speak of all religion to exploit the esoteric. Mm-hmm. The crystal rubber card reader, a Ouija board controller, the spellcaster, the cult leader, or some holy roller, the soul sucker vampire feeding off your energy, and people still believe in some imaginary enemy. Whew. So he's basically taking a shit on everybody who uses mysticism
to control people.
Right. Yep. I never look to the skies to say a prayer. There's no mystical wizard who's up there. Everything that ever was is everywhere. And that is something that has been repeated again in the Bible and by Christians all the time that say, God is everything. He created everything. Then why in the hell do I have to go to church every friggin' Sunday and drop $5 in that damn box?
You don't. You can.
I don't.
Free will. You can do whatever
because
you want.
If I
want
to pray to God, he's right here. Right?
Yeah, just pray to yourself.
Shut up. I see what you're doing there.
Yeah.
So let's light the candles of the three candles for this black tie affair. Clearly talking about Masonic degree there.
We do love our black tie affairs.
Love our black tie affair, and we have three burning tapers around the altar.
Yes, sir.
I'm stargating while y'all are stargazing. In other words, he's basically saying he's traveling. Mm-hmm. He's killing me with that food downstairs.
Yes.
I'm stargating, meaning he's going from dimension to dimension while you're all stargazing. So you're looking at the stars going, wow, man. You know.
Yeah.
My heart starts racing like studying Carl Sagan. Mm-hmm. Interesting thing that they talk about when people who have talked about doing astral travel. You ever heard about this stuff? People who actually can astral...
Out of body, the astral projection nonsense.
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
One of the things they talk about is that their actual heart starts racing because is coming unloosened from your body. So I thought that was pretty interesting. He made a little connection there.
And Carl Sagan, everybody loves Carl Sagan, man. He popularized, space.
And then he says, standing in formation, chant the oration. I think this is an allusion to the funeral dirge of the third degree, when we're all standing in formation, chanting an oration.
Yeah. I mean, we don't really chant at any other point in Freemasonry that I can think of in our ritual.
And we don't really chant. It's more of a sing, although it sounds like a bunch of cats being herded.
Yeah, typically we're not.
Sounds like
We're not skilled lyricists or good singers like Apathy. We come from all walks of life, and some of us are freaking tone deaf, man.
You always get that one brother-in-law that's like singing as loud as he possibly can, and you're like, oh, my God.
Yeah, and the one off-pitch guy.
Oh, my God.
One guy who doesn't know the lyrics, he's just kind of like,
I love all my brothers, but I'm not going to lie. There are some people. I mean, Bruce Belmore's got a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
But
he's like classically trained, I think, right?
Well, he's a priest.
I think he has like, you know.
But I'm just saying, there are some brothers that sing, and it's like, oh, my God, who's strangling the cat?
It's not all of our fortes.
Listen, I love all my brothers, but if I had a slingshot at that particular point.
That's messed up.
Anyway, tell the mortals there will be no teleportation. Deep and dark woods down the creepiest roads, different symbols, letters, and numbers. You can see them decode. And he's talking about the, I guess you would say, the golden ratio within nature? Maybe? In the creepiest robes, a bunch of people we loathe. And I already know what he's talking about. He's talking
devil
about
worshippers.
No! Yeah. Politicians!
Oh, yeah.
Because they all go to the Bohemian Grove. He says, They do in the Bohemian Grove.
Yeah.
In the creepiest robes. Yes. Again, we are not Bohemian Grove.
We're
Masonry,
not.
Bohemian Grove, two different things.
That is what I call part of my backyard, though, but it's just in jest. It's not because we have anything to do with it.
And not for nothing, though. I could see you dialing in your sights if somebody was walking in your backyard with a creepy-ass red robe on.
Yeah, no, I got trail cams for that.
See, right. Who this some bitch?
I deal with cult leaders through technology.
We don't do anything with the Bohemian Grove. And he's definitely talking about a bunch of people we loathe. He's definitely talking about politicians. I mean, that's the first thing that came to my mind.
Yeah.
I didn't think about devil worshippers because he's talking about the Bohemian Grove. There's no devil worshippers or Bohemian Grove. They just have their own weird sense of rituals, and they're all politicians for the most part.
Nobody likes politicians.
Play button!
Yeah. Legend of the third degree, God, Hiram Abyss.
Well, it seems like the breeze of Mesa High. Cause your faith legend of the third degree, God, Hiram Abyss. If you hear what she says, she goes, knock three times. He's got some cool stuff. I mean, it's not on the lyrics part of it, but he's got some cool stuff that's in the background if you really listen.
Yeah, you're like,
oh, shit. Anyway, that's all we got for these three. So let's go through our thing. Let's go through our comments and then kind of ask everybody what they thought of it. Like, pretty heavy, compelling shit there. Like, there's a lot to unpack in that.
Yep, he's clearly a smart man. Like, he knows his science and technology, and you know, it's clearly done some reading, some scholarly reading into the Lost Book of Enki and the Bible, and I like it. I like it.
So I covered that. Been waiting on starting back, brother. Yeah, Ligarius. I'm definitely going to be getting back on that again. Like I said, I'm definitely going to be hammering away on that.
By popular demand, as a lot of people ask.
Skittle Thor, yes, successor of Enlil from Sumer. Oh, he's talking about Marduk.
Sumerian?
Yes. Yep. He did. He's right. Yes. And he ended up succeeding Enlil, but he kind of did it in a shitty way. There was a little bit of messing about. And again, I'll get into that in the later chapters. But Larry off the grid. Ra as in like devil dog lingo? No, that'd be Ura.
Yes.
Ra as in Ra, the Egyptian god.
The sun god.
Cooking MCs like a pound of bacon. Yeah, okay, I got it. Yep. It took me a minute. Jacob Drake, what's going on, brother? Lunatic, the Anunnaki that bit off his brother's genitals and got pregnant.
Is that the messing around, messing about that you were talking about?
No. Oh, that's okay. Earlier in the, that's way earlier in the books. And he's talking about, I can't remember his name though. He's in the first couple tablets, but he ended up getting into a pissing match with Anu, which is where you get your naked Greek wrestling from, because that's how they solve their issues or who is to become the successor to the throne of the Anunnaki, and they would wrestle until one was defeated. Well, this one particular guy, and I want to say, I can't remember his name. Alalu, that's his name.
Alalu.
Found it. Alalu got his ass whooped by Anu, not once, but twice. And the second time he got pissed off, he kind of got up and bit his cash and prizes off.
Gross.
And then swallowed it, to which he ended up dying.
That's so weird.
Again, wasn't that the one who was exiled to Mars? Yes, it was. He was exiled to Mars, and he died on Mars, and that is where, in according to Lost Book of Enki, that's why you have the face on Mars, because that's actually his...
There's a face on Mars. I thought it was on the moon.
What the... Seriously?
There's a face on Mars. Okay, right. The little one, not like the...
Where have you been since the 1970s? No, okay, we know where Joe was. He was in, like, college or something like that.
Yeah, he was in graduate school, I think, at that point. Lunatic. He took a cheap shot. Yeah, it's about as cheap as it gets.
Yeah, I mean, you don't get it.
Gonads,
so. I don't think you can get it.
That's dirty pool, man. I don't care where you're from. It's not legit.
You can't do that to him, man. Shit. But anyway, what do you say, Kenny? I think we pretty much wrap this up.
Yeah, I am sweaty, and my
Tom
arms
Hickey,
hurt.
Great job, guys. Even if it was a bit sweaty. Yeah, man, let me tell you. I'm definitely just jumping in the freaking shower with clothes on, and just it's pretty bad. It's pretty nasty.
We do our best work when we're stinky, apparently.
The face on Mars was the grave marker, in a sense. Yeah, that's what it was. Actually, okay. They talk about it where it was a mountain that they sheared off the face of it, and they made it so that it looked was the face of Olalu, and it was to face Nibiru for the rest of the time. But, yeah, it's, you know, they always send those freaking Pathfinders everywhere else but there.
Oh, yeah.
Just get a little freaking robot. I don't care if it's on an RC car.
I forget what that part of Mars
drive
is called.
In there. It's called the city.
No, there's like a...
Yes.
Yeah, but there's like the actual like term for that geographic region
it
of
Mars.
It
was called
something...
Cydonia.
Cydonia. There you go. Okay.
And,
ironically, the robots there.
That's what... Cydonia was also the name of the area before it was Mesopotamia.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, and here's another thing.
Some robots.
Hold on. Here's another thing. They're both on the 33rd degree parallel.
Oh, my.
And nobody in NASA decided, hey, maybe we should send a robot there just to have a little snoop around, if you will. No, we're going to send it to a freaking hole in the bottom or a gash in the bottom of Mars.
Yeah, maybe
let's
you,
go
me.
Find some rooks.
You, me, and Apathy should send a strongly worded letter to NASA and see if we can get some satisfaction.
Hey, listen, instead of wasting billions of taxpayers' money, because realistically, we own the damn things, if you really want to get technical, right?
Yeah.
You know, taxpayers own all the
that
fucking
or I
want shit
a refund.
Yeah, I want a refund. Yeah, I want a freaking refund.
Yeah, or send the damn robots to Cydonia.
Yeah, or send them to Cydonia. Yeah.
Pretty simple request, I think.
Yeah.
I'm going to call my representative.
I'm not seeing a downside here.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think we're done. This is just going to turn into a diabolical shit show.
Yes, it already is.
Lunatic says, I think they tried, but everything loses power there. Get Duracell.
Yeah, I mean,
Christ.
Figure out a better way to do it. We've got solar batteries and stuff. We got solar cells and crap. If things start dying out there, that tells you that's an area that you have to
Here's
do some more
idea.
Research on because weird crap is happening
we have
and you
people,
can't explain it.
We have people on this earth that don't give a shit about their lives, right? They're just like, yeah, I'm just ready to go. I'm done, right? Yeah. There's people, not everybody's just like, yeah, I'm done. I got nothing else I want to do.
Living their lives in the tube.
Put them in a freaking rocket and fire their ass out there. Let them report back and just die up there.
You're going to believe what they have to say?
What a freaking day. Bring a video camera. Don't just have them send back love letters. I mean, Christ.
Yeah. I don't
bring
know.
A video camera. Poke around. Snoop around. Knock some shit over. Rocks and everything. But no, they won't do that. Why? Yeah. The same reason why they don't open up all of their freaking UFO files. Or they black them out. The government.
Yeah. Politicians.
Jesus Christ.
Bohemian Grove politicians.
Exactly. Should go to Bohemian Grove. Should pull an Alex Jones and go in on a boat.
Yeah.
Sons of bitches. Yeah. Anyway, for the Freemasons podcast, hope you guys enjoyed this. Write in the comments, like, subscribe, sign up for Patreon, join Discord family, and we'll catch you next time. So for the Freemasons podcast, I am Right Worshipful Brother George Mudry, signing off.
And this is Worshipful Brother Orion Nebula Ken,
signing
off.
Have a good night, everyone.
Good night, friends.